Welcome to Radio Kitchen, I'm Al Spohler. January is a month of earnest resolution keeping. The gyms are packed with folks who have made a commitment to lose a few pounds and get healthy, and this is a laudable policy, and I'm right there on the treadmills. But exercise is not enough. Eating smart is a part of the equation, and Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Waterfront Kitchen, you've invited a friend onto our show who's really down with this whole concept.
Yeah, and I want to sort of welcome Councilman Mosby, who's joined us for today to tell us a little bit about his efforts over in his district to sort of get this thing going.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for having me.
So tell me what you're up to. What have you been working on?
So we're excited about a program called Get Fit with Councilman Mosby. We were able to get some title sponsors. You know, Total Healthcare is our main sponsor. But this whole approach of taking a holistic look at health, right?
Sure.
So it's not just about getting in the gym and working out, but it's also about nutrition and the things that we're putting in our bodies.
And you were telling me your district's kind of not in good shape.
Yeah. I mean, when you look at the area codes in West Baltimore, the disparities with health indicators compared to the city and state and nation, you know, really rank among some of the worst.
Wow.
So it's critical. Important that we start doing this.
Is it possible for people who don't have a lot of money to eat healthy?
Totally. I mean, that's the point of the program. So for 3 months, everything is completely free, from the gym memberships to the exercise programs to the cooking classes with Chef Pellegrino.
Mm-hmm. We'll everything. Talk a little bit about those. We had some great times, fun doing some cooking classes.
Yeah, it was actually time. You know, folks really enjoyed, you know, hearing from you, hearing from the best.
So who else do you have involved in this?
So we have partners with Apples and Oranges. We partner with Bikram Yoga up in Hamden. We partner with the Y on Druid. We partner with the Coppin Wellness Center. We partner with Charm City Run, Black Girls Run. We have so many different partners and different sponsors. It's truly amazing, and everything is completely free.
Yeah, and that's great. And people have been receptive?
Very receptive. So on the kickoff night, which was Monday at Mondawmin Mall, we had 257 classes signed up for with residents and folks just interested in health.
Wow.
That's great. I mean, I think the whole idea of kind of, like you said, not just going to the gym, but getting people really sort of an entire approach to being healthy and fit. You were telling me about a tour of a grocery store that you guys are doing?
Exactly. So, you know, all the way from, you know, cooking classes with you, but it's also about buying and selecting the right foods. And, you know, we're dealing with, you know, in these economic trying times of folks who necessarily don't have all the wherewithal and money to purchase any and everything. This tour shows you how to save money in your pocket while, you know, buying the right foods for your body.
I mean, it's great.
What are some of the habits you would like to see people change when it comes to eating?
As it relates to taking more sound, solid approaches to their diets. A lot of times folks try to get in these very aggressive diets that aren't really, they're not realistic,
they're not,
right?
And it's sustainable.
They're not sustainable,
right? You can't do it for years at a time.
So what we preach is trying to change lifestyles. It's not just something that you're doing for a month or for 30 days, but let's try to change your lifestyle so hopefully we can kick up the trajectory of your health throughout your life.
Well, the first class we did with you guys was popcorn, which is inherently healthy unless you pile a ton of butter on it.
Yeah.
But we took some real fun approaches to making it interesting. We made a Mexican version with cumin and cheddar cheese, and we did a healthy, sweeter version with honey and dried fruits.
Correct.
And I think people were very excited to see you can do a lot of things with popcorn.
And the one thing I was excited about the cooking class was the intergenerational participation.
Correct.
From the children all the way up to the grandmothers.
We had an age group. Yeah, it was great. It was really fun. And everybody got involved. Everyone grabbed the knife and everyone chipped in. It was a good old time.
It was a great time.
Well, there's a lot of knowledge to be passed down, particularly from people who have come from the country into the city. They still remember how they ate back then. It was really pretty healthy.
Yeah.
And it'd be good to get back to that. Councilman, you're my kind of politician.
Yeah, man. Thanks for coming.
Public servant.
That's right. That's right.
Well, we wanted to thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. I truly enjoyed it.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.